Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Pomp and Joe Show, but Pomp and Joe are off today. I am the substitute teacher, Jason Mackey, joined in studio this hour with Tyler Kennedy. Austin Bechtold, Limits, City Limits, Limitless Wonder. What do you prefer?
All the above, Jason.
What do you prefer?
Yes. I prefer my first name,
then
Austin.
I will call you Austin.
That or Limits, which I've adopted and have taken in stride, which a lot of people do call me City Limits or Limits when I see people out in public. It's like a half and half thing, Jason. It's kind of odd.
So here's the dilemma that I have as somebody who works with you. As a friend, I would call you just Limits.
Yeah.
You know, privately. On the air or in this setting, I want to call you Austin so people know you are Austin Bechtold. You are a person. This is your brand. But at the same time, your brand might be Limits and you might prefer that. So anyway, I twist myself into a pretzel not knowing exactly what to call you.
How'd you get the name? Like, tell us the backstory on City Limits.
So Joe is known for giving everyone a nickname.
Yeah.
Everyone that either works with him, he knows. And he decided that he was going to try to give me multiple different ones and just see what stuck. And eventually, I guess he was watching TV one day and saw that there is a Austin City Limits Music Festival TV show.
Yep.
Based in, I think it's Austin, Texas, which would make the most sense. And he decided one day to just call me City Limits based off of Austin City Limits. And I was like, oh, you know, Joe, you've given me 4 or 5 different names before that never really stuck and weren't very good. This might actually be the one that does. Because it's a little bit catchy, it kind of sounds cool, and it flows. And it has to, you have a nickname, it has to flow. And I'm glad that this one, out of all the other options, like Wonder Twin, Mr. P, all kind of weird things that were thrown out there, that Limits is what ended up being the main nickname. So
TK, I was complimenting hockey players up and down, and I meant everything I said. You guys are the toughest, craziest. It's so respectable. But you know what? Your nicknames stink.
Why?
Because they're unimaginative. If he was a hockey player, he'd be Bechty. He would. It's everything just adding a Y on the end.
Yeah, I know.
Limits is an actual nickname.
Yeah. Doran and Crowley do call me Bechty, and I kind of do like it.
That's a terrible nickname.
I think it's fine.
I think it's terrible.
I was always called A-Man by my family always called me A-Man.
City Limits is great.
Or A-B, but then Antonio Brown kind of went crazy, so A-B had a derogatory term to it.
No.
So A-B, I haven't heard that as much frequently.
All right.
I like City Limits. You got to put that on a t-shirt.
There is an Austin City Limits t-shirt that my uncle bought me months ago. So it's pretty cool.
All right.
I'll have to wear it soon.
Okay. All right, let's talk about Sid. Whose actual nickname is Daryl, correct?
Yep.
I don't know the backstory there. I don't want to go down the rabbit hole because we have other Sidney Crosby stuff to talk about. TK, he was voted, I believe, for the 6th consecutive year the most complete player by his peers. I would imagine, I mean, you guys aren't in this for awards, but the same as on our side of the fence, you know, somebody in journalism thinks a lot of your work. I'd imagine fellow players thinking a lot of your work means something. Is Sid more of a specimen or more of an incredible talent on the ice or off the ice, in your opinion?
That's pretty close. Just the way he treats people, like, he's got all the bases covered. You know, the way he's just thoughtful, he cares about his teammates, and obviously his on-ice performance is his on-ice performance. Then you see he gets picked by his peers, that he's an all-around player, this and that. And it's like, when you get okayed that you're a good player from, like, your buddies, means so much more than anything else. It's like when your brother says you're a good hockey player, or, you know, he can golf. You know, when you're in your golfing group and they go, well, who's the best one? And they all point at you. You know you're a legit, you know, and that's probably what it means when all the NHL guys pick him. You know, it's got to make him feel good. And, you know, he's been around like 20 years.
It's like, crazy, man.
Yeah,
crazy.
Like he knows so many people in the league. Like, he's like the grandfather in the league that everyone looks up to, everyone respects. And I would say probably 25% of the guys in the NHL had a Sidney Crosby poster in their room growing up. And now they're playing against him, and he's still scoring, you know, 30 goals. He's still getting 90 points. Like, they must be like, this is insane.
Yeah. What's the most absurd story, and I mean absurd in a good way, about, like, Sid off the ice? Him waiting for somebody, some charitable endeavor you might have witnessed. Just a couple examples for myself, like covering the team. I remember being in the dressing room once, and there were visitors from, like, the Penguins marketing side, and I forget how I knew these people, but I did. And Sid was not supposed to see them at all. Like, yeah. There was nothing arranged. This was not planned. Sid just randomly goes up to them, starts, like, chatting them up and, like, yeah, giving them a stick and taking care of them. I remember Jen Bolano from the Penguins telling me a story about Sid, how he visited a kid in the hospital and did it, like, you know, on his own. There's no cameras. He's not trying to do anything. Yeah. And they started talking about some specific toy. And Sid went to Toys R Us, bought a bunch of this toy, and then asked Jen, like, hey, I need to get back to the hospital. Like, me and so-and-so were talking about this, and, like, I got him. This. And these aren't publicized events. He's not looking for credit. It's just crazy, the stuff he does.
Yeah, and he does it because he's got a great heart. You know,
yeah, he's just a fundamentally good person.
Just a great person. Obviously, a lot of respect to his parents because they did something really good. You know, but he just does stuff like, you know, writing letters to staff, handwriting letters to staff, stuff like that is just different. It makes it that much, like, more special. But, like, you know, on the player side, I always, like thought this was probably the coolest thing ever because it's such a competitive sport. But I was struggling to score. You know, I couldn't score. And you can probably see in the way I was playing how I was, like, acting and just gripping my stick. And this is when Sid was having his concussions. And I remember, like, after practice, he called me over and he was just talking about, like, how to score more goals. He's like, hey, TK, he was talking about his thought process. And he's like, TK, when I grab the puck, I think of, like, the offensive zone as a funnel to the net. Every time I make a move, I go to the net. He goes, right now, what you do, you play outside that funnel. I always try to get inside that funnel. He goes, where's the puck always going, TK? I go, well, it's always going to the net. He goes, do you ever hang around the net? And I was like, no. You know, and he just thought different. But, like, after every, you know, we did this for, like, 2 weeks, and just, like, showing me some of the things that, like, you know, making moves, that quick move to the net, or, like, kind of getting open in front of the net. And then
we was trying to, like, program your mind too, yeah, I'd,
like,
imagine.
Yeah,
right?
Like, just,
like,
a different,
you have that idea, that thought.
Yeah. And, like, really, like, not many other guys would ever, like, help you because, you know, it is competitive. Guys are trying to steal each other's spot. That's what makes it good. That's what makes you play so good. But him just taking that extra time, he didn't ever need it to. And then I end up scoring two big goals in Florida. And when I came off the ice, he was the first guy to, like, give me a hug and, like, congratulate me because he knew how much those two goals meant to me. And just, like,
that's awesome.
You know, and you know, when you see him, it's just like, you don't have to say anything. You just, like, this, thank you. You know what I mean? Like, that's Sid. You know, just, like, even just taking care of, like, some old teammates. I don't want to get into it, but, like, guys he played with, like, you know, great, like, 15 years ago, you know, and he still, like, helps him out. And, again, you know, I can text Sid, and I know he's getting back to me. You know, like, he never big dogs anyway. And then, like, again, like, that's what makes him so special. Like, you know, Sid can say jump through a wall, I'd probably jump through a wall and not ask questions. You know, that's the respect I have for him. Like, he's everything everyone writes and more. And every team I went to, from San Jose to Long Island to New Jersey, not average players were asking about their best players, the Joe Thorntons, the Joe Pavelskis, were acting like, what's Sid do? What's Sid like? What's he do? And I was like, guys, like, you guys are Hall of Famer too. Like, you know, like, Sid's like Sid. You got to be around him, you know? And everyone always wants to know what Sid's doing, you know? It's been like that for 20 years.
I love it.
Yeah, it's pretty special.
Dude, I've told this story before, but when I was on hockey, it was 14-15 season, was my first year on the beat. And you guys played, it was a back-to-back on Long Island. And so Josh Yowie was at the Trib with me at the time. He covered the home game, and then I was at the second game. So I'm in Long Island Marriott. You've been there a thousand times. And then the morning of the game, I go for a run or something at like 11 o'clock. It was like morning skate time. I get down into the fitness center, the gym at the Long Island Marriott. There's one person there.
Yeah.
Sidney Crosby.
Yeah.
Like, in the public Long Island Marriott thing. I think it was actually exactly at 11:30, TK, because it was like the road time of a road morning skate where he had to like get a workout in, get a stretch. That was his availability. Or that was like the time he had to do it, and it had to be right on schedule. And we ended up just like talking for the next 30 minutes, like while each other was working out.
Yeah.
It was just, I knew well before, but that was just like, this dude is so different.
Like, when's the last time you seen Sid pull like one of those like stupid like injuries, like a bad groin or like just like a hip flexor?
I mean,
a hamstring.
Not only that, he's getting better. He's like Benjamin Button. I forget who I called him that on one of the broadcasts.
Yeah.
Might have been Emily Kaplan. Or no, it was Leah Hextall after the last time. Yeah.
Well, it's like, you know, Sidney Crosby's playing better hockey right now than he did at the beginning of the year. You know, when I think of guys at the end of their career, like, I knew I was coming to an end when the last five games I was hanging on by a shoestring, you know, and just trying to get through them. This guy can play, and he's just getting better with time, and it's pretty scary what he can accomplish. And, you know, I love talking about Sid because he's like the best of the best.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, and a couple of I loved some of the things because Sid would always like play games too. Like he likes to have fun with the boys too. And we would go for these team dinners, you know, and it's where everyone throws their credit card in the hat. And, you know, you hope you don't get it because the bills are pretty big, you know. And
yeah.
he'd let the rookies sweat a little bit and already give the card to the waiter, you know, and take it over for the rookies because, like, you know, they're not.
Oh, he paid for it.
Yeah, he paid, but he let the, you know, the rookies sweat because, like, a $2,000, you know, dinner bill is a little more pricey for a guy who just got called up that was making that every 2 weeks in the A. Sure. But that's just him having fun, you know, and he's such a great dude, like, just awesome.
That's awesome, man. Listen to the Pomp and Joe show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at 12 p.m. at the 93.7.com fan contesting page. All right, so let's solve some problems, TK. I want to jump in, get into some actual hockey talk, and then we'll finish with some fun stuff.
I'm not getting paid enough to get solve problems for the team.
Well, too bad, buddy. Too bad. We're going to have to negotiate that deal. I don't know, because there's some problems you need we need to solve. What do you do with Erik Karlsson this offseason? What can you do with Erik Karlsson this offseason?
I don't think you can do anything.
Okay.
You know, I feel like his price tag's obviously big, you know, and I don't think...
Prohibitive.
I think that's going to, like, handcuff you to get rid of him, unless you want to keep a lot of money yourself, you know, unless you're going
to
swallow.
You're going to have to eat some, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have to swallow some. And, you know, then when you talk about another guy like Graves, you know, like, what do you do with him? You know, like, there's only, you can only make so many moves. And when Kyle Dubas talked about after the trade deadline, he's like, we're done trading. You know, we're going to start building now, you know. And that means he couldn't get rid of some guys, you know. And now he's got to deal with what he has. But Karlsson, he's not going nowhere.
You're depressing me with that one.
But,
all
like,
right.
You just have to get him to rein it in a little bit. Like, understand, like, hey, you're not the same player you were 5 years ago. Like, just play
I don't know
simple.
If it's in his DNA, TK.
No.
I understand what you're saying. You're 100%. Absolutely right. I just don't know if it's happening.
But that's the only way the team's going to be successful, because if you have everyone on their own page, or even a couple guys, like, that's a recipe for disaster. Of giving up goals, and like that's where guys like have to sit them down and be like, dude, we don't want you to be that guy that used to skate all over the ice and go for a 2-on-1 when you're a defense. You know, you need to play defense. Let us try to get in the playoffs. Like, your legacy will be more important when you go and make a playoff run than a guy that just puts up numbers. You know, again, when you look at guys' career,
you've done that. You've put up numbers. You've won awards.
I know.
Do the team thing.
It's like Ovechkin, right? Like, he didn't get respect until he literally won the Stanley Cup. Then it was like, okay, you know, because you got to win. I think winning helps your resume a ton. You know, if you go through a career and you don't win, it's not as meaningful unless you win a cup. And, you know, Sid having three, Ovi having one, but he still got one. You know, like, you need to win. You need to show that you know how to buy into a team and produce and to do whatever it takes for the team to win.
Tristan Jarry, my own opinion, I think he might have helped his trade value.
Yeah,
the way he's bounced back, and I don't think it is in the Penguins' best interest to keep him here. I would like to see them give some opportunity, give some runway to some of the young guys they have in the A. I think Murashov might be pretty darn good.
Yeah,
Blomqvist, Larson, I don't know. What would you do? What can you do with Jarry?
Well, first off, like, after him being called up from the AHL, he's come back and he's played a lot different than I've ever seen him play. And
that, yes.
And the swagger, the little bit of like, hey, I'm a good goalie. And the second part of that is his ability to like turn the page and not let one goal turn into like five, you know, and that's the biggest difference. And when I think of him, it was never his physical ability. Like, he's got NHL starting physically ability, and he's been to all-star games. He's been to all that. It was between his ears, and that's the biggest thing I've seen change in Tristan Jarry, which is a huge positive, which is huge. But when we talk about these games aren't – they don't mean anything. So I want to see him in a pressure-filled game. I think he probably wants a new start. He probably wants a new start because, like, you're starting fresh. You know, you can do it every – you can make any persona you want going to a new team. You know, that's why sometimes, like, when you leave a team, a guy comes in and becomes a third liner becomes a first liner and a goal scorer because he had an opportunity to change the way he plays or even the way he thinks of himself. So I think it's going to be hard to get rid of him because I think this is how like a lot of GMs think too. But I wouldn't be opposed to keeping him either. I think I want to see – I'm a guy that gives guys second chance. I want to see if he can continue this, turning the page on bad goals, bring in that swagger. But then what do you do with the young guys? What do you do with Ned? Like, Mershoff, like, I think from what I'm hearing, like, he's every bit of the maturity, the being able to, like, battle and stop not every goal, but the goals that make you win games, all that. Blomqvist, I'd like to see him a little bit more. I think maybe they called him up too early and he didn't make the stops I'd want to see. But when you talk about goalies, like, this is the difference between the NHL and the AHL. In the AHL, I was like a 30 to 35 goal scorer. In the NHL, I might have got 10 goals.
Yeah.
And then when you think of the guys that score, especially now, everyone gets like 20 goals. Like the shot velocity, the thought process on shots, the guys that score goals, it's a whole different animal from the AHL to the NHL. So he can do as good as he wants down there, but I want to see him have a guy like Raquel coming down or a guy like Brian Rust, Sidney Crosby. Let's see if he can stop him in a pressure-filled situation because it's different.
I'm just not buying it. I'm not 8-4-2 since he's come back, a .904 save percentage. Like you're talking about, TK, some stuff that, you know, it's not high pressure. It's not down the stretch competing for a playoff spot. It's not high leverage is what the term they use in baseball. But at the same time, I think there's enough there. I don't know if you read this story. You probably see it with your eyes because you watch hockey differently than us. But Tristan recently talked to Matt Wenzel from the Post-Gazette about moving differently a little bit. Not so much like stop and start, not focusing as much on technique, more of like a free flowing and feeling the game, which I think is a little bit more Tristan. I am intrigued by like playing differently, that idea. I hope it's enough to do something. And we'll finish up this part of the conversation with Graves this way. I feel like they have to do something with one of those three guys, right? Like you're going to have to eat some money on Carlson, Jari, or Graves.
Yeah.
Maybe multiple. Maybe you trade one. I think it's probably a sunk cost with Graves. Where do you go with that? Same?
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Like what I hope to see when the team comes back, like a different team, you know, we just haven't made the playoffs in 3 years. And I know it takes time to rebuild a really good team to consistently make the playoffs, but you would hope they would give other guys opportunities to do something and build for 2 or 3 years. Like you got to give Koivunen first line minutes. You got to give McGroarty time after time, ability to make mistakes and keep playing, like all that. And then Graves and that decor, like I when I look at Shea and St. Ivany, they played so good at the end of last year together. Like you got to just put them out there and let them figure it out because they've done it before. Can they do it again? Like I want to see that, but what are you going to have a guy making six sitting in the stands? Like that doesn't look good either, you know? So they're in a tough spot, but they do need to change something, you know, that things need to happen and it needs to happen probably this summer. Again, they need to pick up a top six guy. They need to pick up, I don't know what's the story with Bonko. Like, you know, he's all like 6 months, like 7 months. Like, so he's just coming back at September, October. Like that's going to be tough for him to jump in and be like him, you know? So you're going to have to find a tough guy. One tough guy, like a bottom six, a top six forward.
Probably a left side defense, right? If you're losing Grizzlick, or maybe you bring him back.
Yeah, I would bring him back. Like,
I would too.
For like probably his price tag. Like I can't see us not bringing him back. I think he's.
Yeah. I mean, I'd like to see them get out from under Carlson and balance out your pairs a little bit. They need more depth on the left side.
Especially like with Timmins playing on the opposite side.
Yeah,
with Carlson, like that was hard on him, you know. And you can't let a younger guy play on the opposite side to let a veteran guy play on his good side, you know. Like that doesn't make sense. Like,
yeah.
Again, there's got to be some moves this summer for sure.
All right. So it's WrestleMania this weekend. I don't know how big of a wrestling guy you are. of the guys you've played with, who would make the best professional wrestler?
I would say either Brent Burns or Bobby Farnham. Remember Bobby?
Oh, Bobby Farnham.
Yeah.
Beautiful Bobby.
Bobby, I feel like he had that personality to walk in and do, like, you know, the Hulk Hogan and all the crazy stuff. Like, I think he would be a guy that would be able to put on a show and enjoy it and run with it.
Boy, Burnsy's a good one too.
Oh yeah.
I might go with Brent Burns there, because Bobby Farnham, I feel like, would come into the ring and then somebody would grab him and throw him out. Yeah. But he'd be a gigantic pest in the meantime.
Burnsy had the best tattoos too. He had the coolest tattoos.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. He had his back's completely tattooed. He's got this big, like, African or safari tree, and he's got all these, like, tigers and all this stuff.
Ice.
And it's just Born to Be Wild. And that's what he is. Burnsy's wild. His back is really cool.
All right, I'm gonna keep going. So you saw the McAfee thing with Sid. We're talking about Sid. Could you make that throw?
Not in front of that many people.
I don't think I could either.
No.
And you're going on vacation, right? You're going away?
Yeah, I'm going to see my parents.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
What kind of vacationer are you? Good vacationer, bad vacationer? Can you unplug?
Well, it's cold up there, so it's
not the same,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, it's different.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.